I heard a very nice story just before, and before we go with the share, I want to share that with you. I heard it from not the person himself, but I heard it from somebody who heard it from the person himself. So I can't take more responsibility than that, but that seems to be close enough. A gentleman in Goldeskin. If you heard closer, better than me, then it could be. You know, that's when I heard. Just I heard a couple of hours ago on the way home. A yid in Goldeskin a couple of weeks ago. Normal, you know, battle bus in Goldeskin a couple of weeks ago. He had in the middle of the night. He hears at 2 o'clock in the morning. He hears the phone ringing. You heard the story? Yeah. 2 o'clock in the morning. You heard it? Yeah. He had the phone ringing. The phone was ringing, ringing. And then it's strange. 2 a.m. He goes to the phone. He picks up the phone, and what is it? It's the police. Is the police strange? Yeah. What was the details? What did you hear? Uber, something like that.
Yeah.
So there was some sort of this is the police, the Metropolitan Police calling, and there's some Uber, and there was some stolen money or whatever, and they suspected that the smaller boss ended up having that money or something. And it's the Metropolitan Police trying to clarify this. And it wasn't a fraud. It was genuinely the police calling. And he says, "What do you mean me? It's nothing to do with that. I never took an Uber. I don't have any stolen money. It's nothing to do with me. But the police took a lot. Was quite a phone call. They suspected him. But he was until eventually they managed to clarify. And after the 10-15 minute conversation, he was clear and evident. They had nothing to do with it. And they hanged up the phone with apologies. And that was it. That's right. The road name. There was a confusion about the road name. So this is a road which, you know, London, for some reason, it's got only a variety of 20 street names.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll know better than me. It's always the same 20 names. I don't know why. They couldn't think of more original names. So, pardon?
The drive.
The drive. Yeah, why the drive? I mean, you know, how many of the drives are there in, you know, it's yeah, that's right. So that's it.
Not about Central London.
Pardon?
Not about Central London.
Not necessarily.
Central London's a more eclectic name.
Okay. All right, okay. So there was that mistake. They called up and it turned out to be that street name, but not that particular postcode. And they hanged up the phone, that was it. But this balabas said, you know, it's quite strange. It's very strange. It's a bizarre kind of thing to happen. You get a phone call in the middle of the night by the Metropolitan Police for something which ended up being a mistake. Everything is a bit bizarre, a bit awkward, a bit strange, a bit unique. And he said, you know, I think what happened, his wife had woken up by then as well about it. And he said, it's a bit strange. You know, if we're up anyway, perhaps, you know, let's make something out of this. Let's say Kapitel Tehillim. This was not a Gon or a Tzaddik or a Dayan or nothing. Just a regular average balabos in Goldeskin. And then he says, that's the way I heard it. And then he said, you know what, let's say Kapitel Tehillim. And they say, you know, both his wife and himself, they say a few Kapitel Tehillim, 2:30 a.m. And after saying a few Kapitel Tehillim, they get tired, they go back to bed, and that's the end of the story. Next morning, he gets a phone call from his daughter. I wasn't sure if it's daughter or son. Gets a phone call from the daughter, and he's a big mazel tov. Did a baby. Big mazel tov. It's all very, very nice. Mazel tov. But it's very strange. Why don't you call me now? You know, when was the baby born? Baby was born in the night. Why don't you only call me now? I mean, you know, this is the daughter, the father and daughter. You know what? That kind of phone call you want to have, you know, 24/7 kind of thing. Why are you waiting? I said, I'll tell you why, Daddy, because it was a bit complicated. It was a bit touch and go. It wasn't so posh. The birth wasn't straightforward at all. And it was very touch and go, and it was very, you know, in the operating room, and it was quite dodgy, and it was quite, you know, the man said, Baruch Hashem, everything's fine. I only called you now that we know everything's fine, everything's in order. Baruch Hashem, it's a healthy baby, and everything's fine. What time did it all happen? It happened 2:30 a.m. So it was exactly then when he didn't realize, but all this happened, of course, he took this. The right moment, said the right thing. It was punk. Then he said the Kapitel Tehillim when this challenging birth actually took place, and he took the right step, and you know, he took the right message, and he said Kapitel Tehillim, which obviously led towards and aided and the fushlem of his of that particular birth. Okay, that is that the way you heard it as well?
Yes, the initial was
Hashem is Maximum Zorah Fudemach. Maximum Zorah Fudemach. Very nice. Maximum Zorah. I took the message much more as you see the Fudemach, Maximum Fudemach. To wake him up and all, you should say Tehillim b'shas ma'aseh. Very good. Ah, very good. Ha ha. Ha ha. Very good. Yeah. I see. Very good. It's a story. I don't know if it's a mashal. The limud, of course. I understood the limud is that we sometimes get messages and it's about us realizing and be aware and being sense, as sensitive towards that, towards the messages that we get, and not just it's coincidence, and then we'll brush it off and carry on, but to be to realize these subtle messages that come across, and to take them and to lead them and to usher them towards Avodas Hashem. That's how I interpret the story. Yeah. Rabbi Isai, we are learning Ilches Ksiv on Chol HaMoed. Very interesting topic. Really, I find it fascinating. Writing on Chol HaMoed. And we mentioned yesterday that writing is on Chol HaMoed also. And we did learn that even to correct a sefer is also as well. Which sefer are we referring to? So the truth is, we will be seeing in Seif Beis now further details. What is exactly what is it actually talking about? Seif Beis. Nearly, it appears to me, top of the page. Shem ein loim sefer Torah kosher. So we said that even to correct one letter in a sefer is also im ein loim sefer Torah kosher. However, if you do not have a sefer Torah which is kosher, likois boi betzibo. If you don't have a sefer Torah which is kosher, butel hagiyu bechol hamoed, you are allowed to be magia, allowed to correct this sefer in Chol HaMoed. So you only have one sefer Torah. Ooh, that reminds me of a story. I have to say a story after. It's about sefer Torah. But did you hear stories any time? Story. What? Stories to inspire. Today's story is about sefer Torah. Did you hear? Today's yesterday. Reb Shlomo Fachi. It's a fantastic story. It's a fantastic story. Okay, Bnei Dalga. Okay, so I'm not sure it's today's or yesterday's. Mutter, if you only have one sefer Torah kosher in the shul, you're allowed to fix it in Chol HaMoed. Kedalikos, but it's simple, so that enables. Of course, in principle, you're allowed to fix the sefer Torah on Chol HaMoed. But if that's the only one you've got, yeah, it's fine. V'chein b'sifrei mikra. Similarly, also if you need the sefer for learning on Chol HaMoed, such as the Nevi'im or even a Gemara, which you require, then you can fix it. Remember, Rabbi Yisrael, this was the days before. We've got an abundance of Sfarim nowadays. Think about 300 years ago, even 100 years ago, where every village is one complete shas. You know, so if you want to fix it, you can fix it. Mutala Gion Bemoid, you are allowed to fix it on Chol HaMoed, Mishum Dava Dova Oved, because it's Dova Oved. Now I'm going to get back to this Dova Oved in a minute. Let's just finish the Sif. Vimeleim Sefer Torah Klal. But if you don't have a Sefer Torah at all, Im Evshale Chosve Kule Bechol HaMoed, if there is a possibility, an option, an availability for writing the entire Sefer Torah on Chol HaMoed, out of this Sofrim Harbe, you have got a whole group, a whole team of Sofrim who are able to write one entire Sefer Torah on Chol HaMoed, which I'm not quite sure that would work, but that's the assumption that we go with. So you can write a whole Sefer Torah on Chol HaMoed, Yichtevu, you can write it. Why? Because it's Torah HaMoedu. Because you don't have a Sefer Torah, you want a lane. How are you going to lane without a Sefer Torah? So you're not to write an entire Sefer Torah on Chol HaMoed by a whole team. V'adin shal sforim nilmoed b'hem, similarly, any other sforim which you need for learning, you can write as well on Chol HaMoed. Now, I want to just look at this idea firstly, what the Mishnah asks. A fascinating point over here. I want to look at this idea of why can I understand the Sefer Torah needs to be fixed? Because if you don't fix the Sefer Torah, then what? It's a letter missing. Then what? Then what's the problem? It's apostle Sefer Torah. Can't use apostle Sefer Torah. So I can understand you can fix the letter, right? Okay, but what are the other form which I mentioned here as well? Gemara. And Nevi'im, Mikra, or Chumash. Now I want to ask you something. Are you able to learn with the Gemara which has got a letter missing? Of course you can. It's not a problem. Most Gemaras have got letters missing. Okay, but right. Of course you can. But can you learn with a faulty Gemara? Is there anything wrong with it? So let's say you've got a faulty Gemara and your Chavus has got a fixed one. So can you learn with it or not? Can you learn? Can you learn with, these Mishtabuas have got mistakes. I understand, but can you learn with it in the way it is now? Yeah. Can you learn with the Mishnah which has got a mistake? Can you learn with the Gemara which has got a mistake? Can you learn with it? But I want to understand why the Shulchan Aruch tells us you're allowed to fix it. Of course you can.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh! So I want to, you're right. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, Shulchan Aruch tells us, you're allowed to fix the Gemara. Why? Because, I'm reading the words, you're allowed to fix it, says Shulchan Aruch, third line, because it's a Dova Oved. Why is that a Dova Oved? What is the Dova Oved, Shaboy? What aspect is the Dova Oved? Now, let's get this clear. The Dova, when it comes to a Dova, to Sefer Torah, why not to fix the letter? Why is it Dova Oved? Because without fixing Sefer Torah, you won't be able to do the mitzvah. It's a Dova Oved. Okay. But what is the Dova Oved in fixing a Gemara? Why is it Dova Oved? So let there be a mistake. Shoin. Okay. For Poisek, yeah. For Poisek, right. Okay, so let's say like this. Anybody who is a halachically halachically a public figure or anybody who addresses...
It doesn't just have to be a
Fahirah. Just if you pass, you look at Mishnah Berurah, you want to pass in yourself, you want to check up Mishnah Berurah. You want to pass, so you see that anything which is halachically relevant... You're allowed to fix. Now, I want to tell you, the Mishnah Berurah answers the question, gives a very important answer, which is extremely relevant, I believe. Says the Mishnah Berurah as follows. Siv Kotten Ches. Vechen besifrei mikro v'chum. Tomua, fake the Mishnah Berurah asks the question. Ho yochel lilmoid bohem. Says in Siv Kotten Ches. You can learn with it. Afilu enemu goim. Even if there are. What's enemu goim? There are faulty. It's not faulty. The Mishnah Berurah is called faulty. It's not faulty. If there's letters missing, how would you. You could call it faulty. Faulty is more mechanical, no? Yeah, right. Mishnah Berurah is not, the Sefer is not.
It's not proofread.
Not amended. What? What is that?
They haven't been amended.
They're not been amended. All right. So, afilu enemu goim, it's not amended. They're like, yes, a roshem b'mokem atos. Just make a little note there. Just put in a post-it note or something like that. Put a paper in. Put something in. And after Yom Tov, Yisaknam, you're going to fix it. What's the big deal? As we say in Yiddish, Ma'arash, what's the noise? You don't have to fix, you don't have to start writing in Chol HaMoed. You've got to be right. Says there's no need to write on Chol HaMoed in such an instance. Says the Mishnah Berurah, a very important answer. It could be the Acha Yom Tov Yishkach Iyun Hazeh. We are concerned, you're going to forget this point, this correction. You're going to forget this. V'have a Dova Oved, and that's why it's considered Dova Oved. Here it is, Rabbosai. The Dova Oved is not... The Dova Oved is the forgetting. You may forget. If you just put a post-it note, or you make you fold a page or something like that, and then you're going to forget after Yom Tov, and you say, what was this again? Yeah, I remember there was a mistake here. I remember there was something here. I remember there was something, I have no clue what. I have no clue what. There are people out there who've got fantastic memories, but the average person tends to forget things from one week to the next. And therefore, it's considered Dova Oved. Habay said this is an incredibly important chiddush, because we're learning over here that forgetting a correction is considered Dova Oved. Therefore, what that means as well is that whatever you think you're going to forget a chiddush in learning or something like that, you're going to forget it. A shir, you're listening to a very nice shir. Happened to me once. You listen to a shir and on Chol HaMoed, and you know you have it clear now. You understand, you have it clear, and you know that if I write it down, I'm going to acquire this yisod, and it's going to be something. If I wait until after Yom Tov, I'm going to forget half, and I'm probably not going to have time to write it out, and I won't be clear anymore, and it's going to be forgotten. But if you write it out, so that would be an excellent example of Dova Oved. Similarly, what happens to people? I don't know if that's your minig or not. Do you sometimes write on the side of your Gemara or your side of your Mishnah Berurah or side of your Sefer? You sometimes may want to write a little thought or a kash or a teretz or a comparison to another source. So are you allowed to do that on Chol HaMoed? So the answer is absolutely yes, because if you feel you may forget this after Yom Tov, then it's going to be Dova Oved. So we're learning over here, Rabbi said, Dova Oved, the correction over here is Dova Oved, because you're going to forget it. Now, the The Ramah finished off saying, "V'hadin shas farim nilmud b'hem." Any other sefer can also be, but also be corrected. The Mishnah Berurah of Cotton Test brings a machloikas as to whether that's only fits for public, or even for private use as well. Okay, let's carry on with Sif Gimel. Koisev Adam is tefillin mizuzos na'atzmo. A person is allowed to write tefillin mizuzos la'atzmo. You're not to write, if you know how to, you're not to write tefillin mezuzos la'atzmoy. Why is that a chiddush? Why is that a chiddush? You're allowed to write tefillin mezuzos? Absolutely, very much so, yeah. Sofer writing is certainly melechus umnas. And that's why it's a chiddush. But you're allowed to do it. Why are you allowed to do it? Yeah. So, what about if somebody doesn't put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed? You put on tefillin, gentlemen? What if somebody doesn't, yeah? Nusach Sfarat don't put on tefillin. A person who doesn't put on tefillin, is he still allowed to write a tefillin on Chol HaMoed? Chol HaMoed, not. It's only if he needs it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, contrary to what you're saying. It's even referring to somebody who needs a tefillin after Chol HaMoed. Fascinating. Nevertheless, he's allowed to. Yeah, he says, Mishnah Berurah, yeah, you're right. It's like a chiddush. It's a big chiddush. Continues Shulchan Aruch. V'toyv alerecho tcheles, you're allowed to weave and make and create the tcheles. Lerecho means literally on his lap. V'tzitzis levigdo, you're allowed to make tzitzis for his garment. V'imein loy. Mayoichal, if you have nothing to eat, that's the heter we've spoken about previously, top of page 32. Im ein loy mayoichal, if a person has got nothing to eat, koi save, you're allowed to write, if you are sofer, umoicha, you're allowed to sell, le'acherim, for others, kedei panasoso, sufficiently to finance himself and his needs. So this is another separate heter. If a person is a sofer, he's very poor, he's allowed to write more than that. More than just for his own tefillin, he might turn it for others because he needs to sell it to be a panosa. Similarly, also not only somebody's that poor, but also you can also write more than literally for bread and milk. You have to write more as long as you're going to use that income for Yom Tov. If you wrote in order to put those tefillin on Chol HaMoed, Pcholin and Shoh, it's always going to be permitted whatever happens. Yeah, because that's Torah HaMoed. V'meinu Yosu, Rak Aksiva, Avras Yosu and Shoh, it's anyway, we were talking about the writing, because writing requires more expertise. Avras Yosu, but the making of the tefillin is a bit more simple. Although, admittedly, Patimachas is also an expertise. To make tefillin is also, but I suppose it's referring to once all the parts are there, and just to finish it off, that's not such a big deal. Okay, so these are the term over here. I want to mention over here the Mishnah Berurah. No, it's actually next. Okay, fine. So let's just summarize what we learned this evening. We discussed the halacha of a Sefer Torah. A Sefer Torah may be written on Chol HaMoed because you need it for leaning. Not only a Sefer Torah may be written, but also other Sforim as well. This is all qualified as Dovah HaOved. The forgetting is considered Dovah HaOved. By the way, Chassam Sofer, I think Chassam Sofer had written Shuvos on Chol HaMoed. Why is he allowed to write Shuvos on Chol HaMoed? Shuvos. Halachic response, halach is chuvas. It says, dated Chol HaMoed. How could you write chuvas in Chol HaMoed? Because it's Dovah HaOved. It's Dovah HaOved. He thought if he's not going to answer those questions, you know, it's.
He's going to have to go to Paradise Wildlife Park.
Exactly. So chuvas, writing chuvas was, it's Dovah HaOved. So anything else which you may forget, Torah which you may forget, it may not correct, it may, or any of that, that may be within the world of Dovah HaOved, is permitted in Chol HaMoed. We also learned about a sofer who is allowed to write for himself if he needs it. For others, if a sofer wants to write tefillin mezuzos for others, now it depends. If he needs it financially, he's allowed to. If he really is desperate He's allowed to. And if he is not that desperate, but he's going to use all the income for Simchas Yomtov, it's permitted as well. Tomorrow, Mitzvah, I want to talk more about other secular related writings, such as bookkeeping and accountancy and shopping lists, etc. That will be discussed tomorrow, Mitzvah. I wish you a very good evening, gentlemen.